listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Always appreciate you being with us. We've got a big day in New York State today, and it may be a test of some of the national attitude and appetite for what's going on as we are in an election year. It is Decision 2022, the governor's race in the Empire State. My focus right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, polls are open for a while yet. 9 o'clock tonight, they shut down. And if you don't register your voice, you don't get a chance to kvetch and complain about what type of government you end up getting. My approach to this, those of you that have listened to me for a long time know this. You don't have a privilege to vote. You have an obligation to vote. It is the price that you pay for being privileged enough to live in a country as free as America. And you should not be voting ignorantly. So if you've not done any research before you go and cast your vote, at least look up the basic candidates and find out where they stand on things. It doesn't take forever right now with Internet in your pocket. You can basically find what you need in seconds. Don't cast uninformed votes, but cast votes for certain. Here to discuss this race from a unique perspective, in that he was the last Republican governor to serve in New York State, is Governor George Pataki, author of Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. And Governor, I know that, like me, you've got a lot of friends in this race. You know, Mr. Astorino and Mr. Zeldin and Mr. Giuliani, they all bring different gift sets and skill sets to the table. And I think that any of them would be a vast improvement over what we've got there in Kathy Hochul. But I'm curious, without divulging who you voted for today, because I'm sure one of the first things you did today was go out and vote. Tell us about what would make an ideal governor for the race in November and for the future of New York.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for having me on. And well said about our obligation to participate and vote and cast informed votes. And I have voted. I voted in the Republican primary for governor, and I hope that registered Republicans come out and vote. And I hope the Democrats do it on their side, too, because you want people to participate, not just on the sideline moaning and groaning. You have a chance to impact it. And to me, New York State dramatically needs a change in direction.
One of the things that I think they all agree upon, Governor, is that there are, at least on the Republican side of the debate, I'm not sure that Democrats actually see the issues that the rest of New Yorkers see. But I think the ones that are looking for that change that you're talking about all are united around this idea that crime has to be attacked, and it can't just be bit pieces around the margins. It's got to be a whole scale restructuring of how we deal with crime and what we do. And I'm curious, Governor, with the Supreme Court's case finding that New Yorkers do have a right to self-defense, what are some options that if you were advising a future governor to keep in mind in terms of how we can approach this issue very differently than maybe what was capable even just a few weeks or a few months ago?
You know, Kevin, what's really sad to me is that we've been through this before. People forget, or they weren't around, but when I got elected governor, New York was the most dangerous state in America. Mm-hmm. And New York City was approaching 3,000 murders a year, if you can believe it. And I had to change the criminal justice system from top to bottom. We changed over 100 laws. We changed judges. We changed parole officers. We changed the entire criminal justice system. And when it was appropriate, I removed prosecutors who refused to prosecute certain parts of cases and replaced them with a special prosecutor. Governor Hochul just has not done any of that. She just has sat back passively while crime continues to go through the roof. And I think you're right that all four Republican candidates, every one of them, understands that protecting people's lives, protecting security, the security of the people is the number one obligation of government. And they would work to change Albany and to change our criminal justice system to make us safer.
Yeah. There's also a big concern, Governor, about education. And I've talked with the three of the four candidates that agreed to come on our live forum last week and put their hats in the ring for questioning. I asked them all the same question. Parents are concerned. Border to border, you know, Montauk to Rochester. They all have these issues and concerns. Should our schools be focusing on gender identity and CRT and all kinds of other things when our kids, particularly in the city, are getting like a C minus D plus grade in overall educational accomplishment, especially when there's so much riding on the future?
Kevin, our public schools are failing, and they're just not educating students the way they need to be educated. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. You have so many of these Manhattan liberals who are fighting to pay $30,000 so that their three-year-old can get into a special pre-K program, while minority kids and low-income kids are stuck in failing public schools. You know, we have to dramatically change them. I put in place charter schools. We need infinitely more charter schools to create competition within the public system. And we need accountability to the parents, not to the teachers union and the educational establishment, to the parents. But, you know, it's so sad, Kevin. You talk about crime. You talk about education. You talk about taxes. You talk about the mentally ill and the homeless. In every single major, and I haven't even mentioned the economy, in every single area, New York State is failing. And I think all four of the Republican candidates understand that and can articulate a message. And it can't be a partisan message. You need 1.5 million Democrats to say, we need to change this state. This person's the right type of change. I'm going to vote for him. So hopefully we'll see that tonight.
I remember when Texas and Florida just ate California and New York's lunch a few years ago, attracting all of this. And largely it was because they said, hey, you either will pay no taxes or we'll give you a time and period in which to get settled. And, you know, that would be is that feasible? Is that doable in a New York style budget?
Sure, it's doable in New York. And, you know, I did it when I was governor. I remember we got major semiconductor companies and an entire industry group, the Semitech, to move from Texas to Albany, New York, because we put in place not just economic incentives, but also a group working with our great universities, with our not-for-profits, with the private sector, put together all elements. It doesn't just have to be a tax incentive. When you have things like our great universities, our great educated workforce, you can put together a package that goes beyond a tax break that attracts companies. And, you know, we sent a hideous message when Amazon Apple or Amazon was going to come to Queens.
Amazon.
We just said, we don't want you. And just imagine the message that's sent to every major company in the world, that New York not only is not open for business, they don't want us. And we've got to reverse that. And we can, with the right leadership, with the right governor, we can change that.
Well, what's true is if you keep electing the same people, you won't get the results that you're looking for. So you got to do something different. Governor Pataki, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
Kevin, could I just add one more thing?
Certainly.
I'll tell you, I am outraged that the deaths of the people illegally crossing the border in Texas, I think the number is now 50 people died in the back of a truck.
Yes.
This is hideous. And this should be front page news, because the Biden administration is failing America, and they're failing those people who desperately want to come here. And we just saw 50 people die. How many die that we don't see like this? And it's got to stop. And the Biden administration has got to be held accountable for these deaths and for the failure of its border policies.
Governor, I'm glad you paused me and asked for that, because we do need to address that. And that is certainly 100% valid. And friends, if you've seen the pictures today, whether it's on social media or television, it's just horrific. And we invited this on them. You know, when we said that we're not going to sheriff our borders, we're not going to pay attention anymore. This is what happens. And we know it's what happens. And we can't keep doing it.
This is directly accountable to Biden and his failed policies, these 50 deaths, and how many other deaths that we haven't heard about. And, you know, I looked at the front page of the New York Times today. Nothing about this. This should be screaming headlines because of the inhumanity of that policy that Biden has imposed illegally on America. So I get a little emotional, but when you see the photos, when you hear about those deaths, it's just wrong and it's avoidable.
Well, Governor, you care about people, and that's why your voters sent you back to the governor's mansion as many times as they did. And we certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. I'm wearing mine as I read this spot, actually. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so you need to order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Don't go to bed another night worrying about unfiled taxes or letters from the IRS. If you owe $25,000 or more, there is local help available. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. JLD Tax Resolution Group provides real solutions to your IRS problems right here in Jersey City. They specialize in helping self-employed individuals and businesses resolve their IRS problems for the least amount allowed by law. No more fake promises, just real solutions and real results. Don't call someone in California or Idaho. You can meet the owner, Jonathan Donenfeld, in his office in downtown Jersey City. They offer a free tax strategy session where they come up with a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call Jonathan now. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. Call now, 201-479-2572, or visit their website, 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez about the crisis that plagues Rikers Island and what can be done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to Find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, you just heard from Governor George Pataki, the last Republican governor to serve, and what he's looking for by way of potential new governor and some of the ideas that he spilled forth there. There are two names that in our own forum with Kevin McCullough, we had shot to the front, and they have reflected what the polls have said for a long time. This is really, and nothing against Rob Astorino, he's a good man. This is really a two-man race, and we are pleased to have one of those two men back with us now, Andrew Giuliani, the son of the former mayor of New York City. Andrew, it seems like I'm talking to you all the time these last 3 weeks, but it's good to have you back. What's the tone and feel of being on the trail today? Is there a healthy turnout? Are you excited about the energy around today's election?
I really am, and I saw that last week after you did the candidates forum, that there was a poll that came out that had us up a couple of points, and that's honestly where our internals have it. We have us up 4 points in this thing going into Election Day, but it's within the margin of error, and that's why we're telling everybody to come on out and vote today on Election Day. If the polls are closing in a few hours, you got to get on out and do your civic duty, and we're asking to come on out and vote for Andrew Giuliani.
Yeah. Well, and I've appreciated the tone with which you and Lee and Rob have conducted the campaign. I think that you're all three honorable people, and I feel like that Republicans are getting a really good choice of options, and I think that there's nothing bad about that. Let's assume, at least for the duration of this segment, that you are successful today. That pits you against Kathy Hochul and the machine. What is your strategy in terms of talking to people that may not be hardcore partisans in New York State, in New York City? Can you win two or more of the boroughs? Where is your strength? What is your strategy going forward beyond today if you are successful?
Well, I believe it's actually pushing on a lot of the same buttons that we're pushing on now, because honestly, it's not a red or blue thing keeping New Yorkers safe. And I have to tell you, the thing that's been amazing to me over the last year to actually see for New Yorkers is how many people look at crime as the number one issue, whether or not you're blue or red. And to me, that's the thing that's so important in all this. We're going to continue to talk about how we make sure we reduce crime, because all over the state, Kevin, it's a massive problem. You have to get rid of bail reform. That's something that I've said. I will sit down on day one with Stuart Cousins and with Hasty and tell them very simply, I need a full repeal of bail reform on my desk, or I'm not funding your top priorities in the budget, and we'll fire rogue district attorneys like Alvin Bragg. But I think when you look at quality of life issues, when you look at cost of living issues, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat in New York, those issues are affecting us the same, and that's why more and more people, as we've seen nationally, are flocking to the Republican message.
It's not a mystery. There's no secret formula to figuring the crime problem out. It's simply reversing bad policy and then being committed to doing those things, those tactics, those strategies that your father in his administration in the city and Governor Pataki statewide, these things that worked well and that everybody knows will get the job done. But I sense that the mayor, even though he's a Democrat, desires to have a partner in Albany that really wants to help him tackle the crime issue, because he sees how it has plagued his borough of Brooklyn and now for the city as a whole. And I think I when he's basically been given the back of the hand by, you know, the governor and the two leaders in Albany, he's looking for an ally. He's looking for a partner.
Well, look, you certainly nailed it in the sense that it's not going to take a brain surgeon in terms of figuring out what you have to do. This is about dusting off the playbook. And we like to call it the Giuliani playbook, because it worked pretty darn well in New York City in the 90s, taking New York from the rotting apple, over 2,200 murders a year, to less than 600 murders a year in 5 short years. We can do that again, Kevin. And in terms of Eric Adams, you know, you may be very well be right on this. I think Eric is probably making, unfortunately, political decisions now rather than decisions that actually would be best for New Yorkers. And I think that's why we haven't seen crime addressed the way that it should be. I think if he wanted to use his leverage, he would have gone up to Albany and gotten a repeal of bail reform done in February when he came back with his tail between his legs, but I think he's balancing out. How can I be accepted at the Met Galas and the other liberal cocktail balls of the world while making sure that I can actually address what I believe his true legacy is going to be, which is whether or not crime goes up under his watch, as we've seen over the first 6 months, or whether he could actually stem this crime wave and actually bring it back down. If he can point to a Republican governor in Albany and say, hey, you know, I blame this guy for broken windows. I blame this guy for stop, question, and frisk. Kevin, I am happy to be the bad guy if that means that we're going to reduce crime and we're going to make sure that New Yorkers are more safe. Actually, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be doing my job if I was not the bad guy at those liberal cocktail parties.
I get this from parents 24/7. They are concerned about CRT. They are concerned about gender identity studies. They are concerned about people talking to their 5 to 8 year olds about body parts and whether or not they match their brains. What does Giuliani do as governor to help protect and to keep our children safe in the public schools?
Well, it's funny. Today, actually, my daughter, Grace, who's 7 months old tomorrow, is traveling around with us on her first election day, if you will. And that's actually something my wife and I think about all the time. I think this is very simple. I look at the Parental Rights and Education Act that was passed in Florida, and I think we need to have a blueprint that's very similar to what was passed in Florida. I said this during the debate a couple nights ago here, Kevin, which is very simply this. When it comes to teaching history of the United States of America, it can't be based off of a fictionalized 1619 project. We have to teach the good, we have to teach the bad, but we also have to teach the incredible. There are more people coming to the United States of America because it is such a beacon for hope around the world. That is something that absolutely needs to be taught and be proud of in New York. But from education specifically, I would look at two things. One, we need to raise the charter school cap from 460 statewide and make sure we at least double it, which I've promised by the end of my first term, to over 1,000. And then I would also look at a tax credit program. So that way, if you don't like the way that your public school was working, you would have those tax dollars in your hands so you can apply it to the tuition at a parochial school, at a yeshiva school if you're Jewish, or at a private school or a home school, because I really think that brings the free market into education and it makes parents the primary stakeholder in their kids' education.
An economy in a Giuliani administration, what are you aiming for?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because in looking at the cost of living in New York over here, it's just absolutely absurd when we think that our budget in New York is $220 billion versus Florida's $98 billion. And Florida has a million more people. I wonder why we're leading the country in out-migration and they're leading the country in in-migration of U.S. citizens. First and foremost, one of the things that I worked on for 4 years with President Trump in the White House was his regulatory promise that for every regulation he'd sign into law, he would cut two. That number was over 8-1 by the time he walked out of the White House. And that's why we saw record low unemployment in early 2020. To me, that's the same approach we need to take in New York. We're competing, unfortunately, from a tax and regulatory perspective with the likes of California. We should be competing more with the Floridas, the Texases, and the Tennessees of the world. We need to send a very clear message that New York is open for business again, and under a Governor Giuliani, we will be responsible with your tax dollars. That is a promise.
Well, Andrew, you know that I can't officially cheer for you because I've stayed Switzerland throughout the primary, but I'm wanting the best candidate to step forward, and I will be joining forces with whoever the nominee is. Best luck to you and your team. You've worked very hard, and friends, the polls are open for a few more hours. In fact, Andrew, what time do they close officially?
They close at 9 o'clock, so make sure you get on out there and vote. Do your civic duty, and obviously I'm asking you to come on out and vote for Andrew Giuliani. Yeah. But as always, Kevin, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to talking to you all the way through November 8th when you give Crime Wave Kathy Hochul that pink slip she deserves.
All right. Be well on the campaign trail today, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
There he goes. One of the candidates that is asking for your support this week, this day. It is primary day, so get out and do your part. Kevin McCullough, very special show. Still ahead. Don't go away.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-379-9528. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-379-9528.
Where are your family's old film reels, videotapes, and photos? Are they sitting in dusty shoeboxes and neglected bins at risk of completely fading away? Digitizing your aging media with Legacy Box is the safe and easy way to preserve and pass down your family's legacy. Simply send your Legacy Box kit filled with old home movies and pictures. Legacy Box does the rest, converting your moments to DVD or digital. Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families and has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Be your family's hero. Unlock the memories trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm reels. Experience the joy and excitement of rewatching your wedding day, baby's first steps, and Christmas mornings. Feel relief knowing all those cherished moments are safe from fires and water damage. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you're going to the phone and you're wanting to make a gift, if you've gotten a busy signal for some reason, please call right back. If you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. But the number is 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. There are 166 families that are in desperate need. They are starving. They need food. And not only will they get physical food through our work with Heart for Lebanon, but they will encounter a relationship that may just change everything about their life. In fact, Tom Adama's co-founder, Camille Melke, has some thoughts on this. Take a listen.
You know, we've been on our knees for years, decades. I know from childhood, hearing in our church, oh, Lord, give us breakthroughs and inroads into the Muslim world. Give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world. We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
And a field ready for that harvest, Tom Adama, is exactly why Heart for Lebanon, particularly the last couple of years since the explosion of the silo, now with the importation of the Syrian refugees, the explosion of the silo, and now with the food crisis that's going on, some would say it's never been more white for harvest. Explain.
It's never been more ripe for harvest because we know in times of crisis that people turn to God. Now, they might not phrase it that way. I'll never forget just yesterday seeing on the news this lady in Texas who lost a daughter in that terrible murder shooting in Texas saying, "It's the first time in my adult life I prayed." Why does she do that? Because there's something in the terribleness of the awfulness of the moment where she's living that she says there has to be something. There has to be a God. I just want to reach out and talk. What we have to do, though, is when people have those kind of moments like they're having in Lebanon because of the terrible economics, because of everything that's collapsing in the government, the World Bank says it's the worst it's been in 150 years. When they cry out, we have to be there to fill the gap, because if we're not, the radical groups are.
Mm-hmm.
This is our opportunity. This is our Esther moment for our generation to transform the Middle East, transform from people from what they were chasing, to something brand new they never even could understand. And that is the love of Jesus Christ. What would it look like? And this is my prayer, Kevin. This is my prayer that God will give us 10 years, because in 10 years, some of these children that are in our Hope Educational Program that your listeners are helping us feed and build relationships with will be adults, and they'll be in places. I think of Sandy. That's her American name. I won't use her name because she's at the University of Beirut right now. It's somebody that we sponsored 5 years ago, and today she's studying to be a pharmacist. In the university, American University of Beirut. What happens when she gets another 10 years and she's in a place of influence where she can give her Christian testimony built on a value-based education? Listen, you can change the Middle East when we reach one child. The disciples did it right after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We can do it again. We can do it again. Will you help us meet the next child? The next ambassador of Jesus Christ to the Middle East.
Friends, you do all that when you call 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. And Tom, it bears saying this goes way beyond just that initial plate of food that we are asking people to help supply for those families that are in need. But without that food, without that emergency food supply, some of these families won't be reached. But with that food, a relationship is begun.
That's right. And that's where it all starts. You got to show people you care before they understand what you care about. And when people are starving to death, when 58% of the population needs food, 78% of the population just needs food to survive life, if you come in there and just share with them, well, Jesus loves you, will you accept Christ, you'll probably get all kinds of hands going up, but it's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is show them, because there's nothing in that culture that they understand about love. It's the love of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means a lot, because I've showed you for 2, 3, 4, 1, whatever months, what love looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been able to share with you what love looks like, now we can talk to you about the one who loves you.
The one that you will not find anywhere else, particularly in other faith systems that may have left you frustrated. Friends, it is a remarkable work, and it begins with that food. 888-211-5944. Call right now. 166 families need our help. 888-211-5944. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've seen the headlines. You know the devastation that the Ukrainian crisis has brought to the Ukrainian people. Thankfully, we've been able to help in that arena on some level. But did you know that they supply the grain for much of the rest of the region? And did you know that our partners in Lebanon, at Heart for Lebanon, told us recently that the Ukraine supplies up to 85% of the nation's total amount of grain for Lebanon? That means that after their grain elevator exploded 2 years ago, and now that this crisis is underway, that there is a food desperation in Lebanon like we've never seen. And though Heart for Lebanon is more gospel-focused in their work, they recognize that if people are hungry, they're going to have a hard time hearing the gospel. Would you help us feed a family, rescue one for the next 4 months? One gift of $116 will feed that family for the next 4 months. Call 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. Or go to WMCA.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Reliability, dependability, quality, and value. Sentiments not usually associated with an affordable four-door sedan. Meet the 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 starting from $15,465. With 35 mpg city and 41 mpg highway, this makes the Mirage G4 the class leader in fuel economy. But not boring. The G4 is connected for adventure with the latest technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto Standard. Precious cargo? Mitsubishi G4 comes standard with loads of safety features, including forward collision mitigation with pedestrian detection. And it's all backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty to give you peace of mind. Come visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, the phone number is 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. If you've been listening to any length of time over the last 3 years, you've heard me converse with Heart for Lebanon, and you know that what they do is personally so effective to my own way of thinking, that the McCullough family, my lovely bride and all my ankle biters, we have banded together to give sacrificially to them in the past. We will be doing that again this year. I'm asking you to join us. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. But before we resume that conversation with Tom Adama, I want you to hear another one of these powerful stories of what God is doing through your gifts in Lebanon with Heart for Lebanon. Let's hear the story of Afaf.
My name is Afaf. This last year has been life-changing for me and my family of seven. I had heard of Heart for Lebanon for a while before I decided to go to their center to ask for help. I was expecting to maybe receive food portions and cleaning detergents, but what I received was much more than just a bag of food. I received the Word of God. I remember leaving there with a sense of hope and deep joy that I hadn't felt in a long time. With tears streaming down my face, I rushed back home determined to tell all my family and friends about Jesus. As a mother of five children, I'm constantly running around caring for their needs. And since my husband is suffering from heart disease, I am also responsible for providing for the family. I've been so worried and filled with anxiety, but that afternoon at the Heart for Lebanon Center completely opened my eyes. For the first time in my life, I learned that God cares for me and for my family, and listening to the Word of God has lifted my spirit and given me new hope. When the staff prayed for me, I was amazed because no one had ever prayed for me before, and I suddenly realized that God is close, wants to have a relationship with me, and is not angry. Now I attend church service every Sunday, even though I have to walk 3 miles to get there. Even my husband started joining me when he saw this sudden joy in my heart. Although our circumstances are still not easy, I know that God is on our side, and He is the God of the impossible.
888-211-5944, Tom Adama, to helping these people, whether it's small children through the Hope Education Program or whether it's a young mom like Afaf, finding the God that is the God of the impossible. This is not something they're familiar with. This is a foreign concept to them. Their view of God is very harsh and very mean and very judgmental and very, very strict. But Heart for Lebanon is able to expose them to something that they've never even believed could be possible before.
Yeah, Kevin, God has set up this world. This isn't anything new. You know, the first time the world was in this kind of a condition, he sent Noah in a boat and a flood. And after that was done, he said, we're not doing that anymore. He sent his son. And we have the opportunity right now to present his son, Jesus Christ, to this world. And why that's so important is that Jesus said, love others as I have loved you. And we at Heart for Lebanon try to live that out the best way we know how. Hmm. It's not always easy. Sometimes we have to figure out how to love people we don't even like or that have caused us harm. Like in Joseph's story or other our team's story where they've had a brother, a son. In fact, if you met Joseph, you'd see a scar right on the side of his face, on his cheek, where a bullet went right up the side of his cheek from a Syrian during the Civil War. And his brother was killed. And then he gets the opportunity in God's way, don't ask me how, to sit in with a Syrian family when the Syrian family says, you don't understand. And Joseph goes, oh, yeah, I do understand. See this scar? Let me tell you about the scars Jesus bore for you. Now, how can you have that kind of a relationship so that you can talk like that? You have to start by providing what they need to sustain life. 78% of the country of Lebanon right now is desperate for something to eat. The numbers in those categories have never been higher. We're not in the rescuing business. We're in the prevention business. Mm-hmm. We want to prevent those things from happening. And how do you do that? By showing them the love of the Christ. How do you show them the love of Christ? The best way to show them the love of Christ, since so many need something to eat, is to provide for them some food essentials so that they might have a family meal made the way they want with ingredients they like. Give them some sense of dignity, of respect. Most of the people we serve are single moms. 59% of the families we serve that you'll help us support are single moms with five children. I'll never forget walking into this house on my last visit. I'm walking into this house. This lady had an old wooden bowl, and she's crushing something very hard and uncommon. She never stopped when I came in there. And finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I said, "What are you making? What are you crushing? What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm crushing the last pieces of rice I have to make baby formula. I'm mixing it with water from the brook, by the way, that you couldn't. It looked more like chocolate milk than water. It was so dirty." Come to find out, that's all she had left. She was 100% right. Sent the other team member who was with me to our warehouse, got some food, started feeding her, put her oldest daughter in our educational program where she's studying today, where she came to faith in Christ. And by the way, the whole family now has come to faith in Christ.
Hmm.
How could we respond that fast with that kind of love? Is because people stood up on the Kevin show and said, "I want to be counted. I want to be a difference maker. I want to change the face of the Middle East. I can't do it for everybody, but I can do it for one or two or three. I wish I could do it for everybody, but I'll do it for those I can." Whatever God's laying on your heart, this is our moment.
Friends, hopefully God is laying something on your heart, and that thing that he's laying on your heart is a prompt to get involved. You're not listening to Tom's pleas and exhortation today by mistake. God knew that you were going to be here hearing what the work of Heart for Lebanon is doing and making a decision as to whether or not you were going to be part of it. I can only tell you this, and I can't make you do anything, but I can tell you this. There are 166 families that are in desperate need of food help for the next 4 months. And one gift of $116 will supply all the food and the essentials that they will need for that four-month period. And in that 4 months, they will get to have a relationship with the Hope for Lebanon staff that we believe will be an eternal, spiritual, supernatural encounter that will impact them in a significant, if not life-changing way. And so my question to you very simply is, do you want to be part of that? My family is, eagerly, and I hope that yours will be as well. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. You can also give online at WMCA.com. But for every $116 you give, a family will be helped for the next 4 months. Please call 888-211-5944.
This is Hugh Hewitt for Townhall.com. Is there something that conservatives and liberals agree on in the aftermath of the massacre in Texas? Let's begin with a reminder of what Justice Scalia wrote in the 2008 Heller decision. The justice reiterated that the court did not want to cast doubt on the legality of laws forbidding, quote, felons and the mentally ill, close quote, from possessing firearms. So the right to own a weapon is not absolute. No serious person believes it is. What then should Congress aim to achieve? First, the police should have acted very differently, beginning with the absence from the scene of any kind of regular, quote, resource officer, and then the terrible decision to wait and wait to rush the killer. Second, I think a supermajority of voters also believe that well-trained, experienced, and well-armed officers need to be on the campuses of all K-12 schools. These steps make sense. Neither gun rights absolutist nor gun confiscation enthusiast ought to control this conversation anymore. There is a sound center. Let's begin there, and quickly.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulge disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jason from Be Alive, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Jesus, Matt, and Lori Show to be uplifted right here on WMCA.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We always build relationships with people, and our ministry is based on the relationships with the families that we serve. When we visit the families in the camps, we sit with them, we hear their stories, we let them talk and share their challenges and their problems with us. And through the relationships, we can have an opportunity to talk about God's love, to talk about Jesus with the families that we serve.
That is some part of the Heart for Lebanon staff. And Jack, you know the personnel there better than I do, but it's so repetitive in terms of all of their hearts are motivated by, and that is to love the people that they serve. And I find that to be a miraculous thing when you're talking about Syrians and Lebanese. And if you're just joining us for the first time and you don't know the difference, the Lebanese for many, many years felt persecuted and looked down upon by their Syrian neighbors. And when the Syrian war was unleashed, it was Syrians coming to the Lebanese asking them for help. And there's a difficulty for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. There is not a place for them to go to school. There is not a place for them to have jobs because of this history and this animus. But the Heart for Lebanon staff are almost all Lebanese believers that have a love for their Syrian refugees. And in a kind of most dramatic way, you see the love of God being poured out, kind of like the Good Samaritan, I guess, Jack, is not a bad comparison.
Well, you know, they're living out what it means to love your enemy. I've seen it firsthand. It's an incredible thing. That was Bashir that you just heard from, and he is committed. I was laughing, though, as you were saying, I know the personnel. It wouldn't matter. The wonderful thing about Heart for Lebanon is with 65 indigenous staff, they would all say the same thing. They are so committed to a relationship which gives us the opportunity to share with people a Savior who loves them and wants to provide an eternal home for them. And I would just ask you, as we kind of wrap up our time together today, is this something that is worthy of your investment today? For Heart for Lebanon, the difference that I'd like you to understand and really be able to walk away from our time today is that, yes, relief is important. There's no question about it. We need to use it as an opportunity, though, to give them much more. It's not just about providing them with good works. It's not just about providing them with food for life. It's about providing for them a way to know life forever, eternal life. And I would say, in fact, Kevin would say, and I would say also, because we're both heavily invested into this ministry, I would say that is worthy of our investment.
Yeah.
And I would plead with you today to stand with us. I can't imagine, Kevin, if I were to take 100 families, that would represent, by the way, about, believe it or not, 600 people. If I were to take them and line them up on the street and say, these are the people that need not only food, but need eternal hope, I would dare say not one of us would walk away. I'm praying today that as you listen to our voices, you won't walk away from this opportunity.
Yeah.
And you'll invest where it has a forever difference.
In fact, walk towards them, friends, when you dial this number, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, or give online at WMCA.com.